We're going to explore how best to combat potential economic downturns, inflationary pressures, and how to identify financial planning red flags. All that and more coming up right now.
Welcome to The Money Professor with Chris Longworth.
Chris Longworth is the money professor. He is the wealth defender. He is principal at the Financial Education Group. He is in the studio, as always. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and across from me, Chris. I want to give you his number, too, because he does all things financial planning, preparing for retirement. You call him, and he will hook you up. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. All you have to do is call 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. And you definitely want to check out thefinancialeducationgroup.com.
Yeah.
The website's great, Chris.
We just updated it once again with some new content and information. So please, once again, thefinancialeducationgroup.com. Go there, download some stuff, watch some of the videos, watch and listen to all of our recordings. Our entire library is now available to you folks. And again, it's always good to go back and listen to some of the previous shows, pick up some good tips and tricks along the way. So good, happy weekend, everybody. Chrissy, you look as gorgeous as ever, my dear.
Well, thank you. Right back at you. I was about to say, you took the words right out of my mouth.
I'm looking forward to this bit of information we're going to share here. It's kind of very relevant and pertinent to what's happening today in our world and all the craziness that ensues. And my goodness, isn't it just one of those things you just want to kind of take a step back and go, oh, my word.
Right. Well, it's interesting. And you know, I'm a fan of all music. I mean, whether it's Motown or disco, rock. I mean, I listen to a little bit of everything.
We enjoy it all.
An Eminem quote that he says that it really makes me think, not everybody feels this way. He says, like a liar's pants, I'm on fire and I got no plans to retire. Not everybody feels like Eminem, and I don't blame them because I'm one of them.
Well, you know, it's one of those things, Chrissy, where we talk about it often. And in fact, this last week, most of the calls that came in were really targeting on the same thing. They're not feeling like they're on track. They're just not feeling like they're in the right place. They're not on
the world's
not on track, right?
Now than
something's
it was
happened,
back,
right?
Yeah,
they're off kilter.
I get it.
Most of the people are asking, how can we adjust? What do we need to adjust to get back on track? What do we need to do to get our feet back underneath us and feel better about what's taking place? And this is where, you know, we've talked about it before many times on the show. You know, having proper structure, having the right tools in place is what makes all the difference. And I try to make it simple, Chrissy, as you and I talk about, you know, knowledge is the key. It really is the empowering part to teach people the proper things they need to know and then help them implement that and put it to practice and actually what we call execute upon them. Mm-hmm. That really is it. And so just the mindset of simply having proper structure. You need a personal pension as part of your overall retirement plan. A personal pension can be one of the core elements that simply must be in place. It's the piece that will guarantee quality of life will last all of your life. And so having that in there is really going to give you the best opportunities, you know, that you could hope for.
In my mind, at least until we started doing the show together, I always thought of a pension. I thought of my grandpa.
Yeah.
And he worked his butt off and he got a
blood,
gold
sweat,
watch.
And blood, sweat, and tears.
His work ethic was just, you know, like
we all learn from those, right?
But yeah, but I mean, so is a pension, a personal pension, something that anybody can do?
Personal pension, Chrissy, is one of those pieces that we're trying it's one of the main things we teach people about is how to construct these and bring them back into their life. Remember, history is a wonderful thing. We learn a lot by history. 1983 is when pensions in general went away. The 401k was brought to life and invented. And during the last 50 years, it has not served America well at all. And it, by recognition, even the industry itself says that it was a dismal failure. But yet, they certainly don't seem to want to fix anything. So they keep doing it. Just hang in there. Just keep repeating. It's the psychotic investor play out.
Cycle, where you're
doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a better result each time. It literally is the definition of crazy. So let's not do that. And so what does a personal pension represent? Well, a personal pension represents that security piece. Remember, pensions were constructed with certainty. They were income for life without fail. And what's wrong with that? I mean, I'll ask anyone listening right now, if you had the option to choose between a 401k and a pension, which would you choose?
Pension.
Obviously, you can put as much money in those, just as much as you can in a 401k, and sometimes more, depending on how it's constructed and depending upon whether the company's contributing or not. It's just literally looking at it with the right set of metrics and saying, how can we bring this back into our life as a piece of financial planning, a financial tool that we can employ that will actually give us some real benefit? And that's partly what we're going to talk about here is how can we insulate ourselves from the roller coaster of economy, that up and down, all around cycle. Now we're doing loops and multiple loops, and I get sick on those things sometimes. So, you know, it's almost like you want to, you know, you turn on the TV and you want to have an air sickness bag right next to you in case you want to puke.
Sure. Well, I mean, and there's reason to be nauseous, I think.
Totally.
At least given the ups and downs that we've seen in the last 2.5-ish years, it's been a lot of economic uncertainty, a lot of odd circumstances converging, like the bonds and
it's the worst. It's one of the worst of situations come together in a conjunction where everything was meeting and it was not a good thing. I mean, the volatility is what's winning, and the volatility is the only certain part of the investment cycle in the marketplace. And that's kind of strange and odd because that's really not normal. I mean, it hasn't been that way since the beginning, right? You got to remember, for the first, 75 years of the market's life, it never saw over 1,000 points. And it's only been in the last 30 years here that it has really kind of gone crazy and done what it has done. But prior to that, it was a very steady, kind of a slow moving monster. And there was predictability in that. Well, with volatility, you throw the predictability out the window. I mean, now all we can predict is volatility, and that's not a winning combination for any investor. So we have to take these things into measure. You have to look at that and say, where is your money in that cycle? What is the intention, right? Because remember, at the end of the day, making investment decisions should be based on your expectations. What are we expecting this money to do for us? When are we expecting it to do it? That and that alone should be the measure that you invest anything, anywhere. And if we're expecting quality of life maintenance, and we're expecting it to last all of our life in retirement, well, simply a personal pension is the piece that guarantees that event to happen. So why not build a personal pension at the core of your plan? Just like the people that have been calling us here this week, several of them, that was their only intention, is to build a core distribution opportunity that they could build for themselves, that they could turn on and off like a light switch. So when you want income, you turn it on. If you don't need it, you turn it off. And that is the very best way to have flexibility in an overall plan. Now, most people turn it on and leave it run because, again, that's where you have the cash flow of monthly buildup that is in excess of what you're spending. And that's where we get the pileup effect. So a well-built plan will give you the pileup effect. And that's exactly what we need to have happen, because there's your edge against rising cost and inflation and all the other things. It also gives you the money to play with. Now you have play money. If all the bills are paid and we have no debt load, which, again, all the people this week, I got to give them the gold star. To you listening right now, you know who you are. Gold star for you all. They came in with zero debt. Imagine that. Zero debt. No credit card debt.
That is incredible. Congrats.
Paid off mortgages, paid off cars. They've really been listening. They've really been focusing. And now it's time to structure and build an income distribution plan. And they heard the show and they all asked for that same piece. You know, Chris, how do we get that pension in our life? How do we build that thing for us and make it work? And that's what we can help you do, folks. So literally, if you are like the many that have called in and listening to us now and wondering, how do you get a personal pension into your life? Well, folks, I'm here to tell you, our only plan is to make sure that we build you a program that will last all of your life, no matter how long that is. So for the next 10 people that call in right now, we'll sit down with you. We'll show you how this personal pension piece can work. We'll show you how the Wealth Defender strategy is the heart and soul of how you can protect your assets and make it last a lifetime with certainty. So what we'll do is we'll go through this really, in-depth analysis that I like to do. We'll take a look at what you're currently doing. Let's do the fee report. Let's see where the fees are eating up your profits. And then let's do the risk assessment. How much of your money's at risk and how much is not at risk? If we can identify, folks, just the unnecessary losses and help you fix those, just those, you will see dramatic income growth in your portfolio. Next, we'll take a look at the tax analysis. Because truly, at the end of the day, that's really where your quality of life is going to be, is how much money do you actually get to keep and how much do we have to give to the government? At the end of our meeting and at the end of our session, you will have a customized income distribution plan, just like a roadmap, folks. It will literally show you the proven strategies, how they work. It will take the worry out of your retirement income. It'll take all the guesswork out of your financial planning. In short, folks, it'll make it easy for you. So for the next 10 people that call with a comprehensive review for you, give us a call, folks. We'll sit down. We'll go through it. Let's see how a personal pension can strengthen your plan overall and guarantee your quality of life.
That number, 800-719-7917. You could call right now. We have folks from the team standing by to get you on the calendar. Sit down with Chris. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. Get your very own personal pension built.
So important.
800-719-7917. Chris, we're going to take a short break. What's coming up on the other side?
Chrissy, when we come back, a few of the biggest red flags to take heed of when working or thinking of working with a financial advisor. Folks, stick around. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
We are back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I am in the studio with The Money Professor himself. You might also know him as the Wealth Defender or Principal at the Financial Education Group. I know him as Chris, and I know his number is 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. You can call anytime.
Anytime.
Chris, your phone's always ringing.
Anytime.
And you're always...
It's a busy phone.
Yeah.
If Rebecca can't pick it up right away, please leave your name and number, and then she will call you back just as soon as possible. It does get busy on the phone, so thank you so much, folks, for calling in.
But you're always always working.
We'll get to you. We'll get to you, I promise.
And
I promise.
Speaking of always working, I know that Wealth Defender system, that Wealth Defender strategy is always working too.
Always work. It is never stopped, never ending. It's protecting tens of millions of dollars and delivering tens of thousands of dollars in delivered income back to their owners. So it really does work.
How
by
much has
design.
It, let's do a to date. How much has it lost to date?
Not one penny, not one red dime has been lost to volatility. And everybody who started has every dime they started with and income on top of that. So it really can be quite productive to figure out how this can fit into your life and making sure that your quality of life is never at risk. Think about it, folks. Having your quality of life at risk just does not sound reasonable in any possible way.
No,
so don't do that.
It really
do
doesn't.
That.
And, you know, Chris, you have been featured in so many publications. I don't want to embarrass you, but Wall Street Journal, Go Banking Rates,
Authority Magazine,
Authority, Marquee's Who's Who in America, CBS News, Lower My Bills, Yahoo Finance. You're all over the place for your knowledge and your expertise. So we're going to dive into some of the red flags that
there
you
are
should
some. We,
pay attention
you know?
To when looking for the right financial professional, the right financial advisor for you to work with. And I know there are a lot.
Chrissy, we're blessed here that literally all of our clients come from other advisors. And I would say less than 20% are fresh, you know, just starting up. Most everyone else has been either working with someone for a very long time and frustrated, or it's been a family handoff, you know, just working with this individual only because the family's been with them for so long and not really paying attention. It's which most people don't do, and they don't read the statements. They really don't look. They just keep feeding them, just keep putting money in, and they're just hoping, that the results are going to be positive for them when it's time. Well, there's a far better way to do it. There's really a much better way to construct this thing called retirement savings using the Wealth Defender strategy and a personal pension. Now you can have certainty about your assets. There are plenty of companies right now that are offering guaranteed rates of return that are superseding the marketplace in all ways. So, like I said, it's just one of the things of understanding how these things work, what companies are available to you, and then which one best fits the need for what you're trying to do.
Right.
That really is where we're going to talk about now.
That's important.
The red flags when you're talking to advisors.
Yeah.
What are we looking for,
well,
right? So,
well, you are a CFEI, which means a certified financial education instructor. I know how important, obviously, the money professor, education is important to you. So, professor, take over.
So the key element here is education. Knowledge is power. Simply put, knowledge gives you the ability to then choose wisely, not guess poorly. So I'd rather choose wisely any day of the week.
Like kind of the grail?
Choose wisely and you live long. Choose poorly and you die on the spot. And I mean, and that's exactly what happens. So, you know, it's one of those same things with your finances. You choose wisely and you can, I put it this way with folks, choose wisely, plan carefully. You can literally guarantee the quality of your life for the rest of your life. Think about that. How would you like to have a knowledge that your quality of life will never fade, never go backwards? It'll stay where it is at the very minimum, but it will most likely grow with you. But your quality of life for the rest of your life. And that's, you know, again, that's a very important thing to plan for in an overall plan. It just has to be there. It has to be there. So what are we talking about when we're talking to other advisors? What should we be looking for? Well, here's what to pay attention to. One of the red flags, failing to acknowledge or give proper respect to the fiduciary responsibility. And that simply is first and foremost in our book is that the fiduciary responsibility that we have, and I will quote it, and I like to use one of the most strictest definitions as an academic. We use good, solid definitions. One of the definitions comes right out of the Stanford School of Law Library, and in their dictionary, it literally says fiduciary responsibility means that you have the responsibility that you cannot do, take action, or recommend anything that will do you harm or put you at risk. It literally states that very clearly. So there's no misunderstanding. The words are very plainly printed on paper. So to have fiduciary responsibility means that I cannot do, take action, or recommend anything that's going to do you harm or put you at risk. So there again, it's if that's what you're looking for, then that's what we're rooted in. I mean, every plan we put together is rooted in safety and certainty, not risk and volatility. So this is where, again, making sure that the advisor you're speaking with has clear understanding of what that actually means. Are they willing to do that? Not put you at risk. And again, that's where the, you know, you'll find that the conversation might take a break right there. How about the next one? Feeling pressured. When I hate it when people come to me and they say, Chris, I've only got a day or two to make this decision. That no, stop right there.
Actually, that happened to my parents. I happened to be with my mom and there was a phone call. I won't say from who. And they were saying, hey, you have to do this today, 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 or else. And I said, hang up the phone because that's not how it's done.
That's not how it works. Because again, if there's that kind of urgency to it, I mean, now again, to be clear, some investments do have a deadline.
Of course.
Some investments do go up in price after a certain date.
But you're not just going to get a phone call out of the clear blue sky about, you know, hey, do
if
this.
If your guy's planning correctly, you're going to know well in advance. You're going to have plenty of time to think and make sure that it's the right decision. You're going to have plenty of time to study it and make sure that it's going to fit your expectations and meet all the things you're expecting. Because at the end of the day, that has to be the most important part. Your expectations have to be met by the investment's ability to deliver. So if there's a red flag there, that's where you're going to see it. Don't feel pressured, folks. There's no need to make a snap decision on any investment. Not required. If you miss the deadline, you miss the deadline. Oh, well, there's always another day. But don't feel pressured to do something you're not very much in, you know, clear understanding of. That's just not good.
Right.
How about the next one? Lack of transparency or open communication. This is one that, you know, again, we get a lot of. People feel like they're being talked over their head. The people they're talking to are using a language they certainly don't understand. And they feel like they're either being talked down to or it's just simply flying over their head and nobody's explaining anything. So they're coming away with a negative impression, a negative feeling. It's not good. You know, they have more questions than answers. And that's never a good thing when it comes to money. So here we will always make sure one of the last things I will ever ask you is, do you understand what we just talked about? And if you have any question, we will stop and answer that question, and we will go through it until you do have complete understanding of it, because that's the only way that you can take the next step, right?
Absolutely.
How about this one? Failing to offer other personalized advice or specific advice.
Okay.
They're just simply money, money, money. Give me your money. Give me your money. Give me your money. And I'm, you know, that's all they want to talk about is investing, investing. Hang on. Just hang in there. Just keep buying. Keep buying. There's a problem there because as we talk about on the show, there are many other aspects to financial planning other than just growing the money. I mean, growing the money is the easy part, folks. Listen, to all the listeners listening right now, if you feel like you are one of those that have been stuck, you're putting money away, you're just not seeing it grow, trust me, I can show you programs that will give you growth every single year on your money. That's the easy part that we can show you, folks. The tough part is when you want to use it, the distribution piece. That's where we are experts. So for the next 10 people that call in, we will sit down with you and we will go through this review that I like to do. We're going to take a look at everything you're doing right now. We'll gauge it up, we'll measure it out, and we'll take a look at everything. And what we're looking for is the fee report. We want to see how much are you paying in fees and how much are you losing there, right? Because profits are being eaten up somewhere, and that's probably where they're going. How about the risk assessment? If you're 100% at risk, that just does not make sense, folks. So if we can help you recognize how to fix the unnecessary losses and fix those, that means more income for you down the road. Next, let's do the tax analysis. Let's see how much you're actually going to be able to keep and how much you're going to have to give to Uncle Sam, because that's where your quality of life is going to be. At the end of our journey here, we're going to come up with a customized income distribution report. It will be a roadmap that you can follow that will literally show you how much money you're going to have, when you're going to have it, and it will certainly last all of your life, and you'll be able to see that. So for the next 10 people that call, there's no cost, no obligation, comprehensive review for you. Just give us a call. Chrissy's going to give you a number. We're waiting to help you, folks. Let's build that personal pension for you. Let us show you how it will fit into your plan.
That number, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. You can call right now. Set up a time to sit down with Chris Longworth. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. Get that personal pension put together. Hey, yeah, that kind of is that could be a tongue twister, like that personal pension put together. And you always keep appointments open on your calendar for listeners the program.
They've got priority.
So there's another P to add.
If you want to meet with me this week, you will.
800-719-7917. Chris, we're going to take a short break. What's coming up?
Coming up next, two retirement truths and a lie. We'll find out how much you know or don't know about retirement planning coming up next.
We are back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I'm in the studio, as always, with The Money Professor himself. You might also know him as the Wealth Defender or Principal of the Financial Education Group. Yep. He is a CFEI, which is a Certified Financial Education
Instructor.
I almost said intelligence, but instructor. And he is all about helping folks with their financial futures, helping folks build those personal pensions, helping folks build with the Wealth Defender strategy, the Wealth
Architecture and design. You betcha.
That's how you roll, Chris. I've been truly,
Chrissy,
blown away
by design. If you don't architect it and design it yourself, most likely it's not going to happen on its own. Certainly it's not an accident that the plans that we put together actually work. It's not an accident.
Right.
And when you're in, like we had in the last segment, when you're questioning other advisors, one of the questions you want to ask them is, do they build income distribution plans? And most advisors will say, well, sure, we could do that for you, but that's not the question. The question is, how many do they do a year?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how many do they build? You know, I mean,
is income a priority in the plan that they have for you?
Are you an expert in income distribution?
Great.
If that's what you're looking for, you need to find an expert in that field. And that's what we are here. And I am personally, I am a nationally certified financial education instructor. I literally teach this topic of income distribution and how to achieve it at the very best level in the very best way.
You do.
And literally there is a
and you do it well.
Easy formula to follow, you know.
Yes. Well,
thank you, Christy. And
I want to share the phone number.
You know, I take the feedback, you know, with a smile and a nod. I try to be humble.
You are humble. And
you know, but here again, it's the joy of service. We actually look at what we do with an open heart and an open mind that we are lucky that we get to serve the needs of all of those who come before us. They come before us because they have a need and they're in pain. Generally, they're in suffering. And our only goal is to make sure that we can help them do better. And so service is where it's at. We don't sell anything. We service everything. So bring us your problems, folks. We can service them properly and make sure you have solutions.
The number to call to sit down with Chris Longworth, no cost, no obligation, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917. Also online, thefinancialeducationgroup.com.
You betcha.
And Chris, we were talking a little bit during that short break that we just had. I don't know how we got onto this topic, but I had asked you about, is lying one of those seven deadly sins?
It, you know, truth and facts are something that are sorely missing in
our industry. They're incredibly important to you, too, which I admire.
And to answer your question, yes, lying is a deadly sin and should be avoided at all costs because you don't want to jeopardize your immortal soul. I mean, no, it's not worth it. So
particularly when it comes to financial planning.
Truth and lies. And that's what we live in a world of truth and we live in a world of lies at the same time. So we have to be able to discern which is which. Mm-hmm. And here's what I like to say about so, Chrissy, here it comes. And to all the listeners, here's one of my philosophical moments for you, folks. Hell is truth seen too late.
Ooh. So
think about that for a minute. Hell is truth seen too late. So, in other words, if you could see it a little bit ahead of time, make adjustments, so you could avoid it very easily if we have flexibility, if we have the willingness to do so. But think about that. I mean, that's a truth in reality, folks. That's an aha moment for most folks.
You could just you could write a whole wrap around that.
The money professorisms, right?
Yeah, so, I mean, a Chrisism.
It's a money professorism. It's
well health, done.
Hell is truth seen too late.
And to prevent that, my favorite truth teller, thinking
it logically, what we've done over the last 50 years of investing
50,
is certainly not going to work for the next 50. It is just not going to work, folks. You must do something different if we want a better result. Remember, we've got to break the chain of psychotic investing. We've got to get out of doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result each time. That is the definition of crazy. So let's break that chain. Let's get into some certainty. Let's construct and build personal pensions for everyone so that you now have a foundation of infallible income for the rest of your life. It will never fail you, folks. That's the whole basis of a personal pension, is that it will protect your income for all of your life.
Yes, I love it. You get a pension. Personal pension. You get a personal pension. You're all
everybody. Everybody needs to have one. In fact, it's one of the things that I like about some of the new rules is that they are pushing employers that if a employee does not open a retirement account for themselves, the employer is now bound to open one for them.
Really?
If there's contribution options, then and the company has a contribution plan, then every single person will now have a retirement plan. Whether they're contributing to it or not, it's another story. But the opportunity is there. So why don't we take advantage of the opportunity? Let's get ahead of it, folks. Let's construct and build and architect our own pension programs for each and every one of us. So now we have that foundation of security. Our mind can be at ease that we know we're going to have income that will last a lifetime without fail. That's really one of the best truths that I can bring to folks in the world of lies that we're living in, is that yes, in fact, you can build actual income that will last a lifetime with a guarantee of delivery. That's what the whole point of the exercise is, folks. So yes, it can be done. I'd love to show you how. Just give us a call and we'll sit down and we'll show you how it works.
Again, that number, 800-719-7917. Now, Chris, we're going to play a little game.
Little game here. You bet.
Do you remember two truths and a lie?
I do.
Okay. Well, who better to discern the separate the hype and fiction and the truth and facts than you? So I'm going to hit you with three, I guess, phrases about retirement planning, and you are going to tell me which one is the lie.
Truth. That's right. I'll pick out the lie.
All right. I can't depend solely on Social Security benefits to pay for my living expenses when retired. Next, we have, it's never too early to start saving for retirement. And finally, I don't need help with my plan. I can use an app for free and get the same information. Chris, you're up.
Well, obviously, the last one is the lie. That's the we've seen some good data metrics. Now, the robo-advisors have been out long enough. Those apps have been out long enough. And it's actually quite alarming. It actually is. Some studies have come out recently that have shown 60% of the time they gave the wrong or bad advice, just simply bad advice or wrong advice. And that's 60% of the time. So, no, you can't rely on the app to guide you with any kind of certainty or accuracy whatsoever. You really need a human being with specialties in this area. And this is where we like to, again, offer our services to help folks. This is one of the specialties we have is income distribution, and it is a science. It is an art, and there are some people that are very gifted and skilled in this area, and you simply have to work with one of them. And like I said, we'll throw our hand up in that arena, and again, we like to offer our services to anyone who wants to learn.
Next up, we have Medicare is free, and I don't need to pay for anything health-related once I enroll. Medicare does not cover all medical expenses. And finally, you will spend more when you retire because of higher medical costs. Hit me with the lie.
So the lie is that Medicare is free and you don't need to pay for any health care.
That was true. I really did. I thought that Medicare was...
No, Medicare is not free. You are paying for that. That is, they deduct a little bit of money out of your paycheck all of your working life. It's insurance that you are paying for.
Wow.
And when you retire and you start drawing Social Security, they pull the Part B deductible right out of your Social Security paycheck. So it's forced payment. In Social Security, there is nothing free about it. And it does not cover 100% of anything. It only covers about 80%. That's why a really good supplement plan is what you use to fill in that gap. So Medicare and a good supplement plan, and now you're covered head to toe, rock solid, no worries, no concerns. Whatever befalls you health-wise is covered.
All right, next up. First, I am always going to be comfortable with the risk level I am at. Second, your emergency savings is different than borrowing from your 401k. Mm-hmm. And finally, it's never too early to begin planning for retirement, which I think that's kind of a repeat. But so hit me with the lie from those first
two. Well, it really is the first one is that your risk levels should be well understood. And this is where most people do not understand them at all. They think there is a high, medium, and a low. Well, if you look up risk in the dictionary, there's one word. And it simply says that you are exposed to danger. That's what it says.
That's it.
Risk means you're exposed to danger.
Danger. That's a big word.
And possible losses. I mean, it literally says that. You're exposed to danger and possible loss. So, I'm sorry. It didn't say there was high, medium, low. It doesn't say a little bit here, a little bit there. You're protected over there. No. I mean, risk is risk. So, understand that. That 100% risk, 100% of the time, is what the market bears. That is the foundation that you are investing upon in the stock market. 100% risk, 100% of the time. So ask yourself this question. To all the listeners listening right now, ask yourself this very question. If you were like the many that have called in, how about this one? Does it sound logical at all that you should take the money that must produce quality of life, and it certainly must last all of your life, and place it at 100% risk 100% of the time, that you could lose any portion of that money? Does that seem reasonable to you in any way?
Not to me.
Ask yourself that question, folks. Does that seem reasonable in any possible scenario? And if it doesn't seem reasonable, that's where you're going to give us a call. We're going to sit down with you. We're going to go through that fee report. We're going to do the risk assessment. We'll do the tax analysis. We'll line out your income report so we can show you exactly what proven strategies will do for you. If we can fix the unnecessary losses, you will have more income. It is that simple. So for the next 10 people that call in, give us a call, folks. We will sit down with you. We'll go through this. We'll develop that income distribution plan with you. We'll make sure that we take all the guesswork out of your retirement living. Give us a call, folks. The next 10 will make it easy for you.
The number to call, 800-719-7917. Again, that's 800-719-7917.
Personal pension.
Call right now. Set up a time to sit down with Chris Longworth. No cost, no obligation, no pressure. Just you can get on the calendar, and listeners always get priority. 800
personal pension
719-7917. And check out the website, thefinancialeducationgroup.com. Chris, oh wow, time flies.
It does. We're at the end of the hour, Chrissy, already. So my favorite segment, the last part of the show, questions from listeners. Stick around, folks. We've got some awesome questions from some awesome listeners.
We are back on The Money Professor with Chris Longworth. My name is Chrissy Paradis, and I'm in the studio with my very good friend. He is the Money Professor and the Wealth Defender, principal at the Financial Education Group, a man with years of experience helping folks prepare for retirement, helping folks prepare for their financial futures, and build those personal pensions.
You bet.
And you can do that. No cost or obligation. All you have to do is call 800-719-7917. Even if you already have a pension, you can call, set up a time, sit down with Chris, and have a conversation. Ask any and all questions you might have for him. And that's exactly what we're going to do in just a minute. Because, Chris, I came across something interesting on social media. Don't judge me.
I like it when you do this, Chrissy. So give it to me, baby.
All
Surprise me.
So these twins, Nikki and JoJo Scarlatta. So they're from Staten Island, and they have just racked up millions upon millions of views on TikTok and Instagram because of their very relatable response to inflation and just the pressure that the average American is feeling as a result of inflation, cost of living having skyrocketed. And these Staten Island twins aren't afraid to call it how they see it.
What a f-ing shame, huh? $1.25. Great buy. $1.20. What a f-ing lie. They were 99 cents for years. And what inflation? I get it. Inflation. This is going up. That this shouldn't go up. It should be a national policy that Arizona prices remain 99 cents. It's unconstitutional.
All right, that's one of them. That was JoJo. Let's hear from Nikki quick.
These haircuts are what? A mandatory $40. I just paid $40 to what? Slightly bald in fashion. When I was growing up, it was $20. Right, $15 haircut, $5 tip. The $20 went a long way.
Chris, I have to get your thoughts because it's entertaining, but it's also relatable.
It's the truth. It's how inflation has touched our lives. That things that have normally been very consistently priced throughout our entire life are now costing us as much as 50 to 100% more. And things that used to cost us 99 cents all of your life are now $1.50 or more.
Right.
And
like that Arizona iced tea he's talking about.
I love
that. Unconstitutional.
But there again, it's the piece that we don't remember, folks. This is the one part I love about this piece, okay? Congress is who sets the regulatory environment that business must operate within. If we're not happy with what's going on, folks, we need to check who we're voting for and really take a look at who is going to be working for us. How is this working for you? It's not.
Right.
So we need to get people in there that will work for us. get rid of this craziness that's taking place. Get inflation under control. Get these prices. How about fuel? Just get fuel prices to come back down to $2.50 a gallon. I'd be happy.
That would just,
right?
That sounds like a dream come true.
I mean, things would become cheaper. We'd have our 99-cent Arizona iced teas once again if it didn't cost so much to get it to the store, you know?
Oh, that's
But
very
that's
smart.
Really what happens. People forget about that piece. And that's really where, once again, we have a direct effect on who we put in positions of power. So we got to really be careful who we're voting for and what the result is of that vote. So just be conscious, folks. Like I said, we are in control ultimately by who we place in those positions.
Sure.
So we got to kind of be thinking about that, and let's put some better people in there and get rid of some of this craziness that's taking place.
Absolutely. And yeah, call it how you see it, just like Nikki and JoJo and
Absolutely.
Chris Longworth. We are going to answer I shouldn't take any credit.
Yeah,
you're going to answer some questions from listeners. We'll get through as many as we can. We're going to kick it off with Wayne in Seattle. Chris, I received an inheritance in 2019, and it is a complicated process.
Oh, boy.
But I have many gold bars and coins in what was left to me. What can I do with it from an investment standpoint, or is there anything I should be doing with it?
Wayne, this is an awesome question. I very much like this, especially when it comes to the inheritance piece, only because, again, it's one of my personal specialties in finance is the passage of money. And so inheritance can be very well misunderstood. So it really needs to be very clearly understood so you don't make a mistake. So part of that is we're going to figure out what is the tax qualification on some of that inheritance. Was it a traditional IRA or 401k, a traditional deferred plan? If so, we have very specific rules that we can take advantage of. Being that it was in 2019, Wayne, you may have a golden nugget at your fingertips and not realize it. Because it was 2019, and if it was an IRA, a qualified plan, you may be able to use the stretch option for distribution, which simply means you can take that account and stretch it out in the distribution for the rest of your life, over your life expectancy.
Oh, right, because the Secure Act.
It was before the Secure Act kicked in, and so the rules changed after 2020. So if it was 2020 or before, you're kind of, after, if it's 2020 or after, you're stuck to the new rule. If it was before Secure Act kicked in, now you have a different option, and that could be extremely beneficial. So it's very important to understand what that means. Now, the gold bars. So, in any other commodity piece, it's an interesting purchase that I see people make with gold and silver. Remember, to use this, you have to convert it to cash. You're not going to take a gold coin and go buy a loaf of bread. You're not going to take the gold coin and go buy a gallon of gas. It's just not how it works. You have to convert it to cash. And in that conversion, you have to go through a process where you take it to someone who sells and buys these things, and you will get a wholesale price. So as an inheritance piece, you're in luck. You have no cost basis. So whatever you get out of it is pure profit to you, and that's a wonderful place to be. If you're buying and selling gold for an investment purpose because you think you're going to make some money at it, be cautious, folks. Be cautious. It has to grow a minimum of 30 to 40% beyond where you buy it for you to be able to make any appreciable value, because when you go to sell it, they're going to offer you a wholesale price, which is going to be about 25% off of the retail price. So if you want to make money, that means you have to grow it beyond that. And that means that to make any reasonable amount, you have to get into that 30 to 40% growth zone, which I just don't see that happening anytime soon. Gold has been very stable between, where it is, $1,800 and $2,000 an ounce. And it's been very stable there for the last few years. It just seems to go back and forth a little bit. So again, it's a peace of mind purchase. It's a great foundational piece to have in the back pocket, but it certainly is not anything you're going to plan a retirement living on. It's just going to be something that you're going to have peace of mind with and pass on to the next generation if you want to, right?
Absolutely. The number 800-719-7917.
Good question, Wayne.
Call with any and all questions you might have for Chris Longworth. We are headed to Everett next, because Betts has a question for you. I've been putting away $100 a week for 40 years. I have saved $192,000. I'm sorry. Wow. Go bet. I am now being forced to retire after working the same job for 40 years. I'm only 54. Whoa. So maybe the same company type thing. Wow. Okay. I'm so sorry.
She
with just under
$200,000
saved, should I retire or not? I was thinking I was doing really well saving that much every payday for so long, but my friends say it's not near enough.
Betts, this is here's where the reality of life comes to us here. And this is, again, where financial illiteracy really has kind of jumped up. And not increasing your input, you have done well by saving, but by not increasing it, obviously you got trapped by the volatility. And volatility ate up some of those earnings. And now you have a couple $100,000. And no, that is not enough, Betts. So at 54 years of age, the good thing is you're still young. You still have plenty of time to go. You still have at least 10 years that you could work and then contribute more, increase that contribution. Hopefully you have no debt load in your life and we can go ahead and maximize your input and really get some compounding growth going for you. Let's build that personal pension. Let's construct it so that you can flexibly put money into it each and every year right up until you want to retire. And now we've got another vehicle that will grow income using compounding growth, and that's your best bet to have more later in life.
Absolutely. That number again, any questions for Chris Longworth, you can direct 800-719-7917. Even if one pops in your head at the middle of the night.
Anytime.
You could give it a call. Wake Chris
you
up. He will make sure that you get on the calendar to come in and or set up a time to virtually come in and ask all of those questions that you have about your situation, your circumstances, building your personal pension.
If you're like to all the listeners, let me turn to the listeners right now. If you're like all the folks that have called in here in all last week, as a matter of fact, and you have the very same questions that we've been talking about, how do you build a personal pension? What's the value? How can it bring value to your overall plan? Any of those questions are good ones. And our only concern is that you have a plan that is constructed properly and will last a lifetime. So for the next 10 people that call in, we will sit down with you. We will go through that forensic review that I like to do. We'll take a look and see what's happening within your portfolio. Let's take a look at the fee report. Let's see how much you're losing there. Let's do the risk assessment. How much are you losing there? Are you exposed to volatility? Let's fix some of that. And if we can fix that, that means more income for you down the road. Next, the tax analysis. How much are you actually going to keep and how much is Uncle Sam going to pry away from you? Because that's where your quality of life is actually going to be. Next, we'll get that income distribution report. Let's get that income plan rock solid. Let's get it down using proven strategies. The Wealth Defender strategy is your hero here. It will strengthen your retirement income. It will literally take the worry out of your retirement living. In short, folks, it's going to take all the guesswork out of your financial income planning for you. So for the next 10 people that call, comprehensive financial review for you. Come on in, folks. We're happy to help.
That number, 800-719-7917. One more time, 800-719-7917. Chris, your final thoughts before we head out.
You know, I just want to thank everybody for listening. It's such a pleasure and such an honor to be able to serve in every way that we do serve those needs of all the people that call us. So again, folks, have a great weekend. God bless you all. We'll see you next week.
Chris Longworth is a certified financial education instructor and provides general information, not individually targeted, personalized advice, and is not liable for the usage of information discussed. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles should not be considered investment advice or a recommendation to buy or sell any of these financial vehicles. This information should also not be considered tax or legal advice. Chris Longworth is a licensed insurance agent in life and health products in 22 states. Individuals should consult with a professional specializing in the fields of tax, legal accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are offered through the Financial Education Group. By contacting the Financial Education Group, you may be provided with information regarding the purchase of insurance products.